But we'd like to work our way through how all those pieces connect. There's a lot of different perspectives that we bring to those issues. We'll try to connect it to the energy industry as well, as you will find as we go along. So we're going to try to jump through this in an hour somehow. I'm not really sure if that's possible, but that's what we're going to try to do. So we'll see what happens. First off, my glass notes, I can see where it says page down. There we go. So let's talk about why this is important. And so we're going to scroll through some slides extremely quickly and talk about why you should care about all this. And that's probably maybe obvious to everybody, but it's not necessarily something you can gloss over. So we're going to jump into that, and then we'll hopefully fly through that and get into the meat of the matter really quickly. So in September 2018, gas and power companies, customers, and all this kind of stuff are dealing with the pace of fintech innovation. And a lot of times we don't even know that we really understand what it is. And I think that it's very difficult to figure out what the benefits are, what the costs are, and what the risks are. And I think that I don't know if you were there, but the CFTC had a public meeting and the architect of some of the blockchain technology were basically saying, we want you, the regulators, to be a participant because we don't know what you're looking for. We're trying to solve a particular commercial problem, and we're writing the software to do that. But obviously you've got to do your job too. And so protecting the integrity of the markets and protecting against fraud and manipulation and other bad actors.